You're listening to the Majority Report, Air America Radio. Tune in tomorrow.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
Join Radio Shack when you ask for
those long life doodads.
We'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A threat of revolution in Iraq. In all-day fighting, U.S. and Iraqi troops battled militia loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He is threatening a revolution unless the U.S. agrees to a new ceasefire. Each side is blaming the other for breaking the old truce. The fighting in Najaf sparked battles in other Shiite areas. At least 20 Iraqis died, and one U.S. soldier was killed. The American death toll in Iraq now at 921 since the war began. Family and friends of two mosque leaders arrested on terror-related charges say the two are peaceful family men who came to the U.S. for freedom and opportunity. Federal court papers accuse the two in Albany, New York, in a scheme to buy a shoulder-fired missile for use in a possible assassination plot of a Pakistani diplomat to sting an undercover government operation. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the arrest of the two at the mosque in Albany, New York, should serve as a wake-up call for the Bush administration. Schumer saying the administration has, in his words, been, quote, slow-walking proposals to equip commercial aircraft with defenses against shoulder-fired missiles. He says that is wrong and foolish. A convicted counterfeiter with an apparent grudge against the courts arrested on charges of plotting to blow up a federal courthouse in Chicago. Authorities say he never actually had materials to make a truck bomb. The Republican National Convention in New York City, more than 3 weeks away, an unlikely group of protesters is already protesting outside Madison Square Garden. Off-duty police officers and firefighters are agitating for a new labor contract. They're doing informational picketing. British police say they arrested a man wanted on terror charges in the U.S. They say the suspect, Babar Ahmad, arrested in central London on a U.S. extradition warrant, which alleged that between 1998 and February 2001, he sought through U.S. websites and email people in the U.S. or elsewhere to, quote, give or otherwise make available money and other property to commit terrorist acts in Afghanistan and Chechnya. He'll be in court in Britain tomorrow. Federal agents investigating the 2001 anthrax attacks in the U.S. have been searching homes linked to the founder of a company that offers counter-terror training. Dozens of agents in protective suits, some of them combing through the properties, two in upstate New York, one on the New Jersey shore. These homes are linked to Ken Berry, founder of Preamp Medical Counterterrorism Incorporated, a company that trains medical professionals to respond to chemical and biological attacks. He's also a bioterror expert, who reportedly once advocated the distribution of anthrax vaccine. Arizona Senator John McCain attacking as, quote, dishonest and dishonorable the new ad questioning John Kerry's heroism in Vietnam. The White House press secretary said Bush has never questioned Kerry's military service. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please! Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I want to ask a question. You mentioned the average donation for Democrats is 108. Do you have the numbers on Republicans?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
You've got to take the money out of politics so you have a level playing field and politicians do what's right.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
Maybe you should withdraw, and when he withdraws, I think you should have a group of people who stand for the kind of challenge to corporate powers, and he stands for...
Truth Seekers, it's about 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. I had about 6 or 7 people email me last night. What is that music? That's Pink Floyd. Well, we know it was Pink Floyd. But it's Pink Floyd Symphonic. Who does that, Kathy? Do you have any idea? I don't know, but it's who is it? Royal Philharmonic. It sounds like a British conglomeration of musicians, right? Royal Philharmonic. Pink Floyd. The word of the night is astonishment. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. If the Spirit moves you, join us. The word of the day is astonishment. Did you see this bit in the Chicago Tribune? The Army has decided to rehire the firm that caused the Abu Ghraib jail torture abuse. Can you believe this? That's CACI International. I love the name, CACI. But it's CACI International Incorporated. The Army has rehired these, the words get worn out, thugs, torturers, jackasses, freaks. They have rehired CACI International on a short-term contract to, guess what? to assist in interrogations and other intelligence gathering activities in Iraq. What did George Bush say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Fool me. Oh, can't get fooled again. Or whatever the hell he said. And we're going to be talking about something else he said today, too. But here we go again. The Army has rehired these people, the ones who displayed their ability to handle interrogations before the entire world. Huh? It says CACI's previous contract with the Interior Department was declared improper by its Inspector General. The original contract was for information technology services, but CACI instead was conducting intelligence operations. Anyway, they got a new $15 million contract. It was announced this week. The contract is good till the end of November. One of CACI's interrogators, some guy named Steven Stefanowitz.
My name is Steven Stefanowitz. You got some people you want questioned? Bring them into this room.
One of the interrogators, Steven Stefanowitz, was singled out in the investigation by Major General Antonio Taguba as contributing to the prison abuse at Abu Ghraib by allowing or instructing military police, quote, to facilitate interrogations by setting conditions which were not authorized, unquote. Certain Army officials have said they were very satisfied with CACI's performance. Just somebody let a communist in there to take pictures, right? Now, in regard to this, 12 former judges, 7 past presidents of the American Bar Association, a former FBI director, and more than 100 other legal experts called today for a thorough investigation of Bush administration memos that explored ways to skirt the laws against torture. A passionate conservative. The group also asked the administration to release all memos on the subject and urged Congress to probe how Bush officials decided to treat detainees captured in the war on terrorism. Now, there's an investigation that's not going to happen, right? 12 former judges, 7 past presidents, the ABA, former FBI director, communists all. Pro-terrorists. That's all they are. They're pro-terrorists. The statement by this group, it was signed by 130 officials and lawyers, including former FBI Chief William Sessions, says, quote, the most senior lawyers in the Department of Justice, the White House, the Department of Defense, and the Vice President's office have sought to justify actions that violate the most basic rights of all human beings, end quote. Jesus, what a statement that is. Justify actions that violate the most basic rights of all human beings.
A spokeswoman for President Bush, Jeannie Mamo, said today the White House had not yet received a request from the group. So, you know, we can't answer anything we haven't received anything yet. We know it's all over. As a matter of fact, the thing Mike Malloy's talking about right now comes from an Australian newspaper. So, oh, but we haven't seen the letter yet. We don't know. It's also awful.
The statement by these former officials and lawyers cites a series of memos that were written between early 2002, when the Bush crime family decided not to give detainees POW status, and April 2003, when the CIA and the military were trying to get more information from captives, but were concerned about the legal consequences. You know, well, how far can we go? Can we rip off their fingernails? Can we put bamboo shoots up the dark orifices in their body? What can we do? Can anybody tell us? Can we get a statement here? Well, in one 46-page memo in 2002, Ashcroft's Justice Department had one of their people, a guy named, he's Assistant Attorney General Jay Bybee, who's now a federal judge. He narrowly defined torture as, quote, only extreme acts that could lead to death or organ failure, end quote. So, I guess having donkeys perform sex acts on these prisoners, that might result in organ failure. It could. But anything short of death or organ failure, according to this memo written by some genius in the Bush administration, was okay. It's okay. The same guy, former Assistant Attorney General Jay Bybee, who's now a federal judge, wrote that the president, Mr. Bush, as commander-in-chief in the war against terrorism, was not constrained by anti-torture laws. Think about that. Think about that. A former president of the ABA, American Bar Association, said they, meaning these monsters in the Bush administration, define torture in such a way that anything goes. So apparently anything does go, because now the Bush crime family has rehired the firm that was linked to the Abu Ghraib jail abuse and torture. And, you know, this is family radio, or I could put it a little bit more graphically, but you get the point, right? You get the point. All right, what else we got here? I've got some emails that I'll get to you. Over at bartcop.com, which is one of my favorite sites. If you're regular to this program, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure everybody who listens to this program knows about BartCop. He has an excerpt here in one of his recent rants. Matter of fact, I think this is up today. An excerpt from an article says, Halliburton Company agreed to pay a $7.5 million penalty to settle charges that it failed to disclose accounting changes that boosted its reported profits in 1998 and 1999, the Securities and Exchange Commission said yesterday. Now, you know, that's when Darth Vader was the head of Halliburton, Mr. Cheney. The violations occurred while Cheney served as Halliburton CEO, although Cheney, here it comes, who provided sworn testimony to the SEC regarding this case, Cheney wasn't charged. And as BarCop says, sworn testimony? What the hell? When the subject was what did Bush and Cheney know about 911, they refused to answer under oath. Right? Sworn testimony? I can't do it because Uncle Dick here says I can't do that. So, you know. And that was fine with every Democrat in Washington, D.C. Where was Daschle? Where was anybody? When the giggling murderer and Cheney decided they would not provide sworn testimony to the 911 commission. But it's when it's something as serious as a possible SEC matter, then Mr. Cheney will offer sworn testimony. Ah. Go check it out. It's over at bartcop.com. You don't have to believe me. What the hell? Quick break here. It is about 16 past hour. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
More and more people who are HIV positive are controlling the virus with medications and are living well. A new research study seeks to determine if certain drugs, still experimental, will improve HIV patients' immune systems enough to allow them to stop taking medication. I'm Dr. Kendall Smith, Chief of Immunology at the New York Weill Cornell Medical Center. Our six-month research study tests low-dose daily interleukin-2 and an HIV vaccine with a treatment interruption. People who are taking HIV medications have undetectable HIV in the blood and have at least 400 T-cells are eligible to take part. If you or someone you know may be eligible, I urge you to call about enrolling in the research study. 1-800-822-2694. Or log on to our website, HIVHCVtrials.net. The toll-free number is 1-800-822-2694, and the website is HIVHCVtrials.net.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at geico.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. 866-303-2270 is the number. As a matter of fact, I wanted to mention to you, coming up here right after the break at the bottom of the hour, which is the next break, right after that, we have something I want you to hear. As you know, earlier this week, Tuesday, voters approved an anti-gay amendment to the Missouri Constitution. And yesterday, state of Washington... the Washington State Court ruled that same-sex couples must be allowed to marry, explaining that the state law prohibiting them from marrying violates the state's constitution. So all sorts of things going on here. Well, we had a woman come by the studio today who we talked to for a few minutes, and she left us with a message. She did record it, but... she said, you know, my marriage was destroyed by the homosexual agenda, and I need to tell you and your listeners how it happened. So stick around. That'll come up right after the break at the bottom of the hour. All right? All right. Darren. No, not Darren. Yeah, Darren is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Darren, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Darren.
Oh, this is Cherry. I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm from Long Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who is it? This is who from where? This is who from where?
Jerry from Long Island.
Jerry from Long Island. Yeah. I'm sorry.
My eyes crossed
and I kind of missed. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let me. The volume was a little bit low again on my end, like I had problems yesterday, but I can. I basically hear you a little bit. Let me just get into this whole issue of the prisoner abuse scandal you were talking about. I mean, it's bad enough that this organization, this private contractor, Khaki, with all these allegations of abuse occurring under them, has gotten the contract back. But what people have to understand is that with this whole prisoner abuse scandal, that some people really don't have a full concept of what it's about, in the sense that they think, well, it's just sexual humiliation and all this. But basically, What it's done is basically tantamount to a war crime. In fact, even Black's Law Dictionary, 7th edition, gives us examples of war crimes: abuse of civilians in occupied territories, abuse of prisoners of war. And
right, now, wait a minute. Don't read the whole thing to me, okay?
Okay, hold on. Yeah.
Just summarize and move on with your comments.
That's a summary right there.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
So basically, what was done to these prisoners now, so just simply abusing them in the way they were physically and with objects, all kinds of unspeakable acts with objects placed in different parts of their body and everything.
Yeah.
And there was one prisoner who was slammed against the wall. There was all kinds of physical abuse. In addition to these sexual poses, there was all kinds of sexual abuse with fluorescent lights stuck in people in certain places. Well, basically, this is tantamount to war crime. And I think it's quite interesting that this Bush administration always loves to talk about family values. But what kind of family value and morality is it to first lie and deceive and mislead this whole entire nation and the whole world in front of the UN into this war in Iraq, and then once they're in Iraq, to have all these situations of abuse and torture that are tantamount to war crimes being committed in all of our names? I mean, what kind of moral cesspool has this president brought us into?
Okay, well, I think the question answers itself. He has, and thanks a lot, Jerry, for checking in. I appreciate it. I think what he has done, what George Bush and his entire corrupt administration has done, is to take the American public someplace where, given a choice, we never would have gone. The American people are not going to willingly subscribe to the idea of invading countries that are no threat to us. We will not willingly subscribe to the idea of mass murder. We don't subscribe to the idea of torture. Not the majority of us. There is an element in our society, let's face it, the thugs, the punk, well, those are all right-wingers. But willingly, we don't do this. We don't want polluted air and water. We don't want to see our jobs go overseas. I could go on and on. George W. Bush has taken this country someplace where we don't want to go. We never wanted to go. But you see, George gets his orders from God. In his own words, he said God told him to invade Afghanistan, and he did. God told him to invade Iraq, and he did. Apparently, God told him to make sure there's more mercury in the water, and he will. And God said, George, this is God. You don't have to abide by any anti-torture agreements. Get in there and rip them new holes in their body. George, this is God. Something like that must have happened. I guess. Okay. A couple of emails here that I'll clear off with you until I can get some names here on the callers. This is from John in Delray Beach, 40, writes in, good evening, Mike. More than 6 million workers will lose their right to overtime pay starting August 23rd. I'm very sad. I depend on my overtime to pay my wife's monthly COBRA payment. Now, let me digress a second. What is John saying here? Obviously, his wife has been made unemployed. So the insurance now, she's getting through COBRA. And when you take the COBRA plan, that means you pay what your employer was paying. Last time I was on COBRA, it was cost me something like $600 a month, right? Anyway, John says, I notice the media is not covering this, the fact that 6 million workers are going to lose their overtime pay on August 23rd. I notice the media is not covering this along with other important events. I'm also mad that John Kerry hasn't mentioned this. You'd think he would mention this and possibly wake up some of the sheeple and possibly get more votes. I agree with you, John. I agree. Boyd is calling from Florida. Boyd, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks. It's great to hear your program. Really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Just wanted to touch base with you on this whole issue of torture. I know it's been...
Hey, well, listen, Boyd, before you do that, I'm going to have to put you on hold real quick here. I'll come back to you right after the break, okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, stick around. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be free with me.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Children's Hospital of New York Presbyterian invites parents and children to enjoy a day of free inline skating as well as free skating tips Saturday, August 7th from noon to 4 p.m. at Chelsea Piers. Chelsea Piers instructors will be on hand to provide professional tips, and Paragon Sports Goods will bring the newest line of rollerblade inline skates for children and their parents to test out, along with the latest in rollerblade safety technology, free giveaways, and shopping coupons. The first 100 children who attend will receive a free skating helmet, compliments of Horizon Healthcare. To learn more, visit ChelseaPiers.com.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Unfiltered.
On the next Unfiltered, it's election shenanigans. Bill Press, author of Bush Must Go, Must Stay, will show you how voters are going to be sent back to the future in November. Just our luck, the voting process is still stuck in the muckety-muck of Mr. Big Bucks. Don't forget the party machine. It's getting hot in here. We'll take off one or two articles of clothing.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
It's about 27 before the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. We're talking with Boyd in Florida. Boyd, thanks for holding on. Yo, Boyd. Hello, Boyd.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for holding on, Boyd.
Well, the point I wanted to make is a simple one, and some people have talked about it, but I think it's worth repeating.
Yeah.
Is, you know, about this torture in Iraq. It's like once we get over the barbarism of it and the brutality of it, we should be outraged for another reason, and that is entirely a selfish reason. And the reason is that we know that if we condone this type of conduct, all it does is send a message to others that this type of activity is permissible, and it's going to happen to our people.
Sure, absolutely.
So that while the brutality of it is overwhelming, you know, we ought to be outraged that this president and his administration to date has not done anything other than to condone the activity. No heads have rolled on this at all, with the exception of this England woman. So, again, we ought to just be outraged by it for many reasons, not least of which is an entirely selfish one, which is that our people are going to be subjected to this type of brutality and worse because we have said, essentially, it's okay.
It also makes us look like the moral hypocrites that the Bush crime family actually are. It paints the American public and our system and our country in the worst possible way. And to add insult to injury, and I hate to use that term, but what the hell, the Bush crime family encourages this to continue.
Well,
to them, torture is a fully acceptable means of doing their filthy business.
That's maybe the most disheartening thing about this all, Mike, because there have been a number of occasions during this war where Bush could have taken the high road, even if it was just simply rhetorical, and said, this is an outrage. We're going to find out who's accountable. We do not accept this type of activity. But they have gone silent, which, again, is a way of condoning this. And it's disheartening, but not surprising, unfortunately.
I hear you. Thanks a lot, Boyd.
Thanks. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Appreciate you checking in. We, a lot of people want to mention want us to talk about what Bush said today. We're going to get to that. We've got it for you. We've got a soundbite. But I want to do this right now. We listened to a woman today who tries to explain, because, you know, I've never been able to figure out how does the so-called homosexual agenda, how does that destroy or threaten heterosexual marriage? You know, that part of the homosexual agenda that says we'd like to get married too. How is that a threat? That's the main thing that punks like Rick Santorum and the rest of these people, that's what they're always running around with their hands around by their butts, screaming to anyone who listens, well, it'll destroy the institution of marriage for men and women. Well, mixed messages coming out on all this. Missouri says no, amends their constitution, for God's sake, to contain this little bit of non-human rights activity in a constitution. Washington court, Washington state court says that state must allow same-sex couples to wed. Yada 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 yada. So if you're like me, you're probably wondering, well, how does it affect a heterosexual marriage? Well, Eve Angelico has a thing here. It's called How My Marriage Was Destroyed by the Homosexual Agenda, a really, very truly honest testimonial.
Once I was a happy woman. I was a mother of a wonderful daughter, Constance, who knew how to behave herself. I was a wife. My husband, Christian, was a good, solid man I could count on. That was just a few months ago. How could we have known back then that our blissful family would soon be torn apart forever by the forces of Satan? Oh, as I look back on it now, I can see there were signs, like when Mr. Pendergrass down the street started wearing teal, or when attendance at the Boy Scout meeting started going down, or when Father Hanlon, who holds Mass down at the All Souls Grace Blessings Rosary of Our Lady of the Aching Lower Back Cathedral, started a midnight solo boys' glee club with rehearsals in room 204 at the Motel 6. At the time, of course, I just thought it was God working in mysterious ways. If I had to choose one moment when my denial finally started to crumble, it would be the time I found a smudge of bright red lipstick on the front pocket of Christian's best short-sleeved white wrinkle-free Sunday dress shirt. You see, every night when Christian comes home from work, I greet him at the door with a nice kiss on the cheek. Thing is, I only wear light pink lipstick myself. Too much red can give men the wrong idea. Well, I was pretty upset seeing that red lipstick on my husband's collar. I confronted him that evening right after I brought him his evening glass of beer, and he didn't deny anything. He told me he'd spent the afternoon in an alley French kissing a woman named Tanya he'd met in a bar after getting drunk on Schlitz malt liquor using money he'd withdrawn from our daughter's college fund. When I demanded an explanation, he looked at me with a confused expression on his face and asked, "Haven't you heard? The Supreme Court in Massachusetts said it's legal for gay couples to get married." Suddenly, everything became all too clear. I ran across the living room and fell into the Lazy Boy where Christian was sitting and threw my arms around him. "Oh, poor baby," I cried. "You must feel awful. Why didn't you just call me and let me know?" Christian gazed deeply into my teary eyes. "What's the point in being honest with each other, honey? Now the gays can get married in Massachusetts." Do you mean to say? "Well, darling, let's admit it. Our marriage is over." To hear those words from my husband was a difficult thing. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that I just didn't care about him anymore now that gay people were going to be getting married. The love was gone, thanks to that damn homosexual agenda. I was about to ask Christian if he'd like to experiment with some non-traditional lifestyle choices when I heard the front door. It was our daughter Constance coming home from school. How would we break this news to her? As she walked into the kitchen, her ankle-length gray flannel skirt brushed up against Christian's wrist, and I saw his cheeks grow red. "Hey, honey," he leaned over to whisper, "now that we're going to get a divorce, do you mind if I take Constance to the drive-in tonight? I promise I won't go past third base until she's ready." "What the hell," I thought. "Sure, she's our daughter, but now the gays are going to be allowed to get marriage licenses in downtown Boston. All concepts of morality are destroyed. It doesn't really make any difference anymore." I wondered to myself which of my neighbor's houses would be the easiest to break into. I needed a cup of sugar. Constance turned on the radio in the kitchen to the Christian AM station we always listened to, and that's when our family's fate was finally sealed. The Lord's News update was saying that gay people in San Francisco were being allowed to get married right then and there that very minute. Constance suddenly turned around with a strange, possessed look on her face I'd never seen before. All of a sudden, she started running toward the front door, ripping off her clothes. Last I saw of her, she was skipping down the street, wearing nothing but a flower in her hair, screaming, "I'm sexually promiscuous now. Does anybody want to have some casual sex so I can get a sexually transmitted disease and have an abortion?" I yelled after her, "Honey, honey, try to be home before midnight. We'll be getting Cinemax now, and I'll bet there'll be a really sexy, violent movie on after prime time. Maybe we can record it illegally on our VCR." I sighed as I turned and came back into the house. It was hard to say goodbye to my family, but I knew the time had come. The homosexual agenda had succeeded in destroying us all, even though we'd been happy and secure and God-fearing just a few hours before. Who knows what'll happen next? I suppose that as the news of gay marriage spreads, everybody in town will be getting divorced. I'm not sure where I'll end up, of course, but I'm taking my first steps in this brave new world shaped by homosexuality. I suppose I'll have to become a lesbian now. I put in a call to the local Lions Club asking if they know about where I can get in touch with the baby-killing satanic cult in our area, and I canceled that check I wrote to the Christian Coalition. To think, it could have all been different if gay people had just left well enough alone.
Oh, my God! Well, there's a lot of truth to that, right? I mean, isn't that what we're being told? Good Lord. Thanks to Eve Angelica. Was that her name, Kathy? Eve Angelica, who gracefully sat down for 5 minutes and 30 seconds and told us what had happened. Michael is calling from Atlanta. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, this is Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a woman.
Well, it sounds like it.
I know. Well,
yeah,
M-I-C-H-A-L, no E's.
Oh, M-I-C-H-A-L. Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha. Hi, Michael.
How are you doing? I'm totally crushing on you.
You're what?
I'm totally crushing on you.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about? First of all, I wanted to talk about that little red Mercedes thing because I'm an Atlanta person.
From last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you drive one?
No.
No, okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
I drive a Gremlin.
You what? You drive a what?
I drive a Gremlin.
A Gremlin?
Yeah, lime green. Totally fucking pimped out.
Ah, no, no, you can't say that. Don't. You can't do that. See, that's... All right, thanks, Michael. Roger is... No, Roger, yeah, all right. Roger's calling from Washington State. Hey, Roger.
Hi. I'm calling from Vashon Island. I'm a proud constituent of Congressman Jim McDermott's. I grew up in Kansas, and so I know, kind of have some familiarity with the mindset of the kinds of folks that voted for that constitutional amendment in next door neighbor Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And am now living in Washington State, and I moved here on purpose for the political climate, and as evidenced by the ruling that you referred to earlier about the gay marriage stuff. And just a little bit more detail on the gay marriage stuff, that was just a ruling at the district court level.
Right.
It's on a fast track to the Washington State Supreme Court, where it will be decided. And if I could just read a couple sentences from today's Seattle Times about that issue.
Well, I hate reading on the program, but if you can make it real quick, go ahead.
Real quick, okay. This is a fellow, Joseph Futen, president of Washington Evangelicals for Responsible Government, called the ruling a shameful power grab by the judiciary. Quote, the decisions of the people are tossed aside like so much garbage when judges legislate from the bench.
Yes.
Who vowed to get on the ballot a state constitutional amendment limiting marriage to one man and one woman. So evidently these people are going to try to pull a Missouri-like thing in Washington State, but I cannot believe, given the political mix of Washington State, that anything like that would even have a chance here.
Let's hope not. Roger, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Legislating from the bench. That's what they always say. When a judge sits there and does what a judge does, interprets the law, it's legislating from the bench. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This green education fair has soul.
Our 9th annual Soul Fest celebration, which is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Solar Living Institute, in which we bring great speakers, workshop presenters, and some incredible musical talent here to our site.
That's Duran Amaran, program director at the Solar Living Institute.
What we do is we promote sustainable living in a variety of ways.
People from all around the globe come to Soul Fest for workshops on green building and liquid solar renewable fuels, plus speakers galore.
Daryl Hannah is also a big environmental activist, is also going to be here. Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Tom Hartman, he's got his own radio show, he's an author.
Other speakers include
Josh DeKell, who wrote the original manifesto, if you will, From the Fryer to the Fuel Tank, about veggie fuel.
Soul Fest shines on August 21st and 22nd in Hopland, California.
Check it all out on our website, soulfest.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
What do you call 20 million gays and lesbians? A dream market. How do you reach this dream market? Become an exhibitor at the Gay Life Expo, November 6th and 7th at the Javits Convention Center. Our audience has almost double the national average household income, spend prolifically, and are extremely brand loyal. They are highly educated, travel extensively, and entertain frequently. For exhibitor information, call 212-352-3535 or visit gaylifeexpo.com. Sell and promote your products. Get consumer feedback or names on mailing lists of potential customers. Make an enormous impact on one of the most highly desirable demographic groups. All in an upscale, fun environment. For exhibitor information, call 212-352-3535 or visit gaylifeexpo.com. Produced by CMA, a Matthew Banks Steve Levenberg event. Call 212-352-3535.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
It's a Rush Limbaugh theme song. Ah, 9 minutes before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. 866-303-2270 is the number if you'd like to check in here. Bruce is calling from New York City. Bruce, welcome to the program.
How are you, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
This is Bruce. Good. You're very, very good. I just was commenting to say it was an excellent presentation of the reader as well as the writing, and it was very, very good, excellent.
Well, thank you.
So I just commented to say that, and I listened to you. I've been listening to you for the last week and a half. You're excellent too, man.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. You better cut back on the dosage, though, Bruce, because we've only been on 4 days.
Oh, 4 days. Yeah, all right.
But that's all right. Time just rips by when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, you're good, though. And that, whoever read that, what was the name, Evangelica? Whoever wrote it was excellent writing and excellent presentation. It was
great.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have
okay.
a good night, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. You have a nice evening. All right. Yeah. John is checking in from California. John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, your Evangelica reading. Your wife. Your wife's rendition of it. There was too much Laura Pickles Bush in it.
Sound a little bit like Laura did it.
Yeah, too much. In fact, you need to bring those old IE America Radio things in from there because those were great.
Hey, we're gonna redo some of those. Kathy's gonna put together some awesome production. Trust me. Once she can peel this baby away from her boob, and get back to work, you know.
Yeah. You know, about the Abu Ghraib and all this prison torture and everything, what do you expect from a president who in his past used to shove firecrackers up a frog's rectum and set him alight and then toss the frog?
Or used to giggle when a woman convicted of murder gets born again and everybody from the Pope to this thuggish rat Jerry Falwell, they're all pleading. What was her name, Kathy? The woman in Texas, and they went ahead and executed her anyway. Carla Faye Tucker and Bush sat there and giggled about it. This stupid bitch wants me to spare her life. Oh, no, kill her.
Yeah, exactly. This guy has no respect for life. I mean, you know, we got to vote Kerry, and just for that reason alone.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
As Randy Rhodes says, two words, carry landslide.
Randy Rhodes is my man, or my woman. Yes, absolutely. Carry landslide. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Mike.
All right,
great to hear your voice again.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear yours, too. Trust me. That soundbite today when Bush was we're going to play for you. Coming back after the top of the hour, we've got three little cuts we're going to play for you. Bush at the remarks he made at the signing of the Defense Appropriations Act for next year, fiscal year 2005. You've got to hear this. It's all over the net. It's all over the web. It's all over the news sources. I don't know if Peter Jennings or Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw or any of these folks reported on it today. Probably not. I'm sure Randy probably did. I wouldn't be surprised if other people on this network have already gone over this, but we'll have it for you in his own words. This guy's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Josh is calling from Canada. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Josh.
I'm a long-time listener from... actually, not that long, sometime in late 2003.
Yeah.
Very better on Democratic Underground.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right.
What? Don't scream. Come on, just talk to me. Talk to me.
All right.
Josh, all right, Josh.
Sorry about that.
Okay, you got to talk to me or I'm going to have to move on to somebody that will.
I'm sorry, I didn't just...
All right,
I'm here now.
All right, Josh, I'll pick you up next time. I'm sorry. Apparently, we're having some kind of problem with the connection. I'm sorry, Josh. I don't mean to cut you off, but, man, got to move on. Sunshine Jim is calling from New York. Hey, Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Jim.
I'm calling you from cyberspace, the Majority Report radio bloggy.
Oh, yeah? Well, hi.
Yeah. Hey, I told the boys and gals on the bloggy that I was on, and they got some questions for you.
Okay, let her rip.
Yeah. Hold on a second here. I'll bring it up. The first one was from a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Who is...
I don't need his history.
Wanted to ask you about the kids who were getting raped over in Iraq.
Yeah, okay. What's the question?
That was it, basically. He just wanted to bring up the subject about the torture of the kids in Iraq.
Yeah, pretty grim, pretty awful.
Yeah, got a few other ones here. There's a lot of people that would like you to put up the audio file of that hilarious Bush speak riff that you did.
It's already up. Where's it at, Kathy? The thing you just did? No. What are you talking about? Are you talking about the woman whose marriage was destroyed because of the homosexual agenda?
No, but that was a beauty.
Which one are you talking about? The one about the lies taking us into war?
Well, let's see what he's got here. He was basically just saying the hilarious Bush speak that Mike Malloy played the other day.
Okay, that's already at MikeMalloy.com. Just go to that site and go into the gallery, and it's there.
Yeah.
And
hey, Mike, I was wondering if I could be your cyberspace bureau chief.
Send me an email. We'll put it in front of the committee and come up with an answer.
Oh, great.
Do you know how to email me?
Oh, I've already emailed you. I really love the show. It's nice to have it follow Majority Report Radio.
Yeah, all right. Just
we've been discussing the show on the bloggy, and you've gotten great reviews. Everybody's glad to see you. They like the way you're doing the show.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to know. That means maybe I can, stick around for a couple of months.
Okay. Well, hopefully you can stick around for a couple of years. It's really a treat listening to you.
Well, you never know. This is radio, okay?
Did you ever get into any riffs with FEMA? Did you let people know what they're up against with FEMA?
Sure. We've talked about that many times, and we'll talk about it many more times. Trust me.
Yeah, because, they're starting to float trial balloons there about possibly rearranging the election to suit their agenda.
Yeah, well, the day that happens is the day I take up arms.
You betcha, bud.
Hey, Sunshine Jim, good to hear from you. Hope to hear from you again. Tell everybody in the Majority
Report. On the
bloggy? Yeah, on the bloggy, I said, hey, how are you? Have a nice night. Stay tuned, okay?
Thank you, bud.
All right, Jim, thanks for checking in. All right, when we come back, We got some sound for you of Too Stupid to Be President at the signing of H.R. 4613, the Defense Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2005, and the name Mark Crispin Miller and the book Bush Dyslexicon plays into this soundbite that we're gonna share with you when we come back. Okay, stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Okay, keep your eyes on the road. Don't look around. Just listen. It's me, the new Ford Focus. I see what you're driving there, and I gotta tell you, you deserve better. You deserve more power. I'm talking the kind of power that throws you back in your seat. Hmm? You deserve better handling, like the European-inspired suspension that sticks to the road like duct tape. That's what I'm talking about. So, how do you get everything you deserve? Drive me, the new Ford Focus.
More power, enhanced European suspension, Consumer Guide's Best Buy 4 years in a row. The new Ford Focus. It begs to be driven.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going
to
help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. McCain blasts a Republican ad. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain attacking as, quote, dishonest and dishonorable, a new advertisement questioning John Kerry's heroism in Vietnam. The White House is declining to condemn that ad. The commercial is due for airing in several cities. It features Vietnam veterans accusing the Democratic nominee of lying about his war record and betraying his comrades by opposing the war when he came back from Vietnam. McCain said something similar was pulled on him when he ran against President Bush in the 2000 primaries. The Arizona senator, a friend of Kerry's, a decorated war hero, asked about the ad as the president flew to Ohio. Press Secretary Scott McClellan said Bush never questioned Kerry's military service, but he did not denounce this ad. John Kerry today promising to lift up those who are left out in America. Speaking to minority journalists in Washington, the Democrat dismissed President Bush's claim that America has turned a corner. Kerry says the last president to claim prosperity is just around the corner was Herbert Hoover during the Great Depression. Next, Kerry and his running mate John Edwards embark on a rail trip through several states. Federal officials today say two leaders of an Albany, New York mosque are being held in an alleged plot to buy a shoulder-fired missile, thinking it would be used to kill the Pakistani ambassador to New York. Law enforcement officials say the two are being charged with providing material support to terrorism. The officials say the pair participated in a conspiracy to help someone they thought was a terrorist buy the shoulder-fired missile to kill the ambassador. The person, in fact, was a convicted felon working undercover for the government to try to get a reduction in his prison sentence. In Chicago, federal authorities say a convicted counterfeiter with an apparent grudge against the courts charged with plotting to blow up a courthouse. Prosecutors say the man arrested with a pickup truck and 1,500 pounds of fertilizer he allegedly thought was volatile ammonium nitrate, but they say he never actually had the right materials to make a truck bomb. With reporters watching for the first time, an Afghan detainee pleaded for his freedom before a military review tribunal at the U.S. Naval Base in Cuba. The detainee, dressed in orange, sat before the three-member panel with his hands bound and feet chained to a metal ring on the floor. Speaking through an interpreter, he said he had a Taliban-issued rifle but never fought against Americans. He said he surrendered because he believed Americans are for human rights. This was the ninth review hearing since they started last Friday. President Bush today signed the big defense spending bill, saying wartime measure shows America stands behind the troops. The $417 billion measure includes an extra $25 billion for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only three, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
And I'm Mike Papantonio. Are you safer now in a passenger plane than you were 3 years ago?
As a favor to their pals in the cargo companies and the airline companies, the Bush administration is not even requiring screening of the cargo that is right underneath your seat.
The Bush administration's business buddies are cutting corners on cargo screening and putting us all in danger. Find out about it Saturday morning with Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, on Ring of Fire.
Six and a half past the hour. This is Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. My name is Mike Malloy. We're here every night, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Hope to get a sense of your being out there. Every night, join us. We have a good time here. Before we do the Bush thing, the Bush soundbites here, Darren is calling from New York. Let's talk with Darren. Hey, Darren, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Darren.
How are you, bud? For the last couple of days, I've been emailing you American robbery pieces. Did you look at them?
Probably, although I'm kind of overwhelmed with emails right now, but if I haven't looked at them, I damn sure will.
Okay, because all I want to do here to the people of this great country is put them onto a website, investigatethefcc.com.
Okay.
Because I believe that the greatest criminal to the American people today is William Donaldson, the chairman of the FCC.
Why do you think he is?
Why I think he is and why I know he is because if you look at the markets, like look at today, because of oil prices, the Dow got hit, the NASDAQ got hit.
Right.
They get hit and they go lower. And the markets, like they say the NASDAQ doesn't move because it's tech heavy.
Right.
The NASDAQ doesn't move because it's oversold.
Still?
They oversell. No, they oversell it by they open contracts and they don't close it.
Yeah.
So if you go to the investigatethesec.com website and you punch up media links,
uh-huh.
You'll see how people that work at the SEC, one of the top dog division people at the SEC is a woman by the name of Annette Nazareth. Now, she's married to the number two man, John Ferguson, beneath Alan Greenspan.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't take his name. If that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is.
Well, like they're trying to hide something, right?
Yeah, so you have the bankers that are making all the laws and making all the deals, and the policing authority, one of the top people, is married to one of the number two banker.
Right.
So all I really like to tell the American people, I'm going to email you my letters. I email Chairman Donaldson on a daily basis.
Oh, great. Well, don't send them all to me, okay?
Okay, I'll just send you piece by piece, but what I'd just like the people to do is just go on the website, look at what the SEC is doing, read some of the petitioner remarks about how people are just getting robbed in this country.
All right.
And that's all I wanted to say. I'll give you a call from time to time. Keep up the good work, buds, in the Bush crime family. You got that right because he put William Donaldson in office, and you've got many small companies that are going out of business because of this.
I hear that. Thanks, Darren. I appreciate you checking in. Where are we? You want to do this now, Kathy? Do we have time to do this now? I think we have time to do this now. Let's do it. Some remarks by the president or the governor at the signing of the Defense Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2005. Now, listen to this astonishing amount of money being appropriated for Bush's never-ending, perpetual, unnecessary terror wars. And the neocons complain about how liberals want to spend tax dollars on pesky things like education, the minimum wage. Governor, step up and say it.
This bill provides $25 billion in emergency appropriations to support current operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, the front lines in the war on terror. This money will buy more armored Humvees, more ammunition, more fuel, more spare parts. It will upgrade our helicopters with the latest equipment. Allowing them to fly more safely in the dangerous theaters. Provides $4 billion for new C-17 strategic airlifters, which will increase our ability to move forces quickly over long distances. And $200 million will buy more Predator unmanned surveillance aircraft to track and hunt our enemies.
And what enemies are these, George? You know, we have all these enemies because he created them. Did he really sound like that he just gives a damn there? This bill provides $25 billion emergency appropriations to support current operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yada, 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 yada. Bush is so concerned about the threat posed by ballistic missiles, he's going to spend $10 billion of our tax dollars. Yeah, here it is again, Star Wars, on that damnable Star Wars missile defense system. And what nations, other than our allies and maybe North Korea, have these missiles? Who is threatening us with ballistic missiles? The truth is, nobody. Nobody. But Bush's friends in the Carlyle Group and the defense industry, they want this. They want this.
This bill provides $10 billion for systems to defend against the threat from ballistic missiles.
Ooh.
Later this year, the first components of America's missile defense system will become operational.
Oh, good.
It will fulfill a pledge I made to the American people more than 4 years ago.
Yes, you did. You did.
America and our allies face a deadly threat from ballistic missiles armed with the world's most dangerous weapons. And we will deploy the technologies necessary to protect our people.
And that damn John Kerry won't. He wants us to be vulnerable. He wants the missiles to come flying in here. That's what he wants. Now, for my favorite Bushism of the day, keep in mind what Mark Crispin Miller said in his book, The Bush Dyslexicon. When Bush tries to talk about social programs, when he tries to sound compassionate, when he tries to make sense, he stumbles around. But when he talks about war and death and destruction, the truth comes out of his addled, drug-crunched brain. Listen.
This bill meets our commitment to America's armed forces by preparing them to meet the threats of tomorrow. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Jesus. God! They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. Now, the weird thing was, when he said that, no one in the audience of military brass and Pentagon chiefs, nobody reacted. Nobody said a word. Nobody did anything. When Bush is talking about death or war or destruction, he says what's really sloshing around in his head. When he talks about social issues or compassionate conservatism or the environment, he malaprops. Unbelievable. Now, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said Bush's misstatement, quote, just shows. Even the most straightforward and plain-spoken people misspeak. But the American people know this president speaks with clarity and conviction, and the terrorists know by his actions he means it. What? What? Incredible. What's the theme tonight? Astonishment? I think that's what it is. I think it's astonishment. Let's see. Bruce is calling. Or no, I'm sorry, Phil. Phil is calling from California. Phil, welcome to the program.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, I can now. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Hi.
Love the show. It's actually the first time I've heard you. I don't usually listen this late, but you're really cracking me up out here.
Well, thanks. we aim to please.
My comment is about the Republican tactics, and which we're all very familiar with now, and they're pretty superficial.
Uh-huh.
But I'm mostly concerned with the Democratic response. They seem to let their surrogates do all their fighting for them.
Right.
And I'm concerned about that for two reasons. One, I think it gives a mistaken impression to some people in this country that maybe the Democrats, because they don't stand up for themselves, or at least doesn't appear that way, that maybe they're just not capable of standing up for any of us. And the second thought is that the Republican tactic of come out with these ridiculous attacks and then wait for the Democrats to do their slow response through surrogates, if the Republicans do some nonsensical attack a few days before the election, the Democrats won't respond in time, and it may, you know, swing 5 points.
That's very true, and that's a valid concern. It really is. It's a valid concern. Are you there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you not hear me?
Oh yeah, I hear you. I'm just
okay. All right. Well, listen. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back.
Okay.
I'll hold you over the break, and we'll come back, and you can finish up. Okay. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream, but when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece? Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Welcome back. It is about 21 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. Josh is calling from Canada. Hey, Josh. Yo, Josh.
Mike?
Hello, Josh.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Sorry about last time. There were people sort of distracting me.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, I'd just like to say, did you hear about something that happened recently? You remember what happened with Boyd County High School down in Nashville, Kentucky, right?
Say it again?
Boyd County High School down in Kentucky. They had a bunch of the flying monkey, right, tried to stop a gay-straight alliance there.
No, I'm not familiar with the story, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, there's a huge court battle. The ACLU got involved.
Uh-huh.
Kids refused to go to school to protest. The flying monkey, students refused to go to school to protest all that.
Right.
So then when the ACLU got involved, they won a couple of court cases. School board was forced to sort of accredit the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're forced also recently that they're going to be forced soon to offer some sort of diversity training. And now parents are saying that they're not going to let their kids go to school that day.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, the biggest threat to these flying monkeys, especially if they are Christian flying monkeys, mm-hmm. is anything that has to do with people who happen to be gay. It's just awful. It's terrible. It's, you know, the queers are coming. The queers are coming. Oh, my God.
Yeah, back in my community up in Cornwall, it's a small town outside of Ottawa and Montreal in eastern Ontario.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge sort of, shouldn't even be a debate, but there's a huge debate over the a gay pride festival that will be happening on Labor Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
A lot of members here of the fundamentalist community, older conservatives and that, because this is a, even though this town is pretty modern on economic issues, there's a lot of social conservatism here, very backwards sometimes.
Yeah.
And at any rate, a lot of pastors at the evangelical churches are starting to compare homosexuality to theft or to adultery, mm-hmm. or to alcoholism and things of that nature.
And are you saying? Josh, are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
It's just something that's kind of interesting. I was actually going to mention the Bushes and you brought up earlier, but. You already
have
that covered.
Yeah, we do. Hey, Josh, thanks for checking in. Homophobia does not respect national boundaries or state boundaries. It is something that religious conservatives and strictly religious conservatives, it's something they hold near and dear to their hearts. It gives them something to hate. It's not cool to hate people of color openly anymore. You don't find parents saying we don't want Negroes in our school. You know, that was then. This is now. Now, it's go after the homosexuals, go after the gay kids, go after the gay adults. God, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Never mind. Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much. First time listener, first time caller.
Well, welcome aboard. Well,
thank you very much. I really enjoy Air America. A couple things I wanted to say. One is about Air America itself. It's interesting in a sense that really there aren't any other liberal voices out there, progressive voices. And so basically Air America is a single unified voice, speaking to a single unified, not so unified population. Mm-hmm. But the right side is fragmented. They got Rush, they got Bill O'Reilly, they got, you know, here, there, everywhere, Michael Savage, who knows, all these different people. So in a sense, the right wing is fragmented. And the ear of the right and the ear of the conservatives is fragmented, where it's unified. I mean, there's like MoveOn.org that talks to 3 million mm-hmm. progressives at one push of a send button.
Right.
You know.
Well, Bruce, would you mind a slight correction?
Go ahead.
There is a collection of liberal talk show hosts who are out there struggling.
Are they syndicated?
No.
Okay. So my point is that you're speaking to people in Canada and Alaska and you know, all over the world.
I understand. A lot of these other liberals who are working in the wilderness, so to speak, their radio stations do stream them. They are available. Air America Network is the only place, though. Air America Radio Network is the only place you're going to find liberal programming 24/7. And I think that's probably what you mean.
Yeah,
there are a few liberals who are struggling out there. I think about Peter Werby in Detroit. I think about Tom Hartman, who syndicates his own show. You know, there's a handful of people who are really struggling, and they don't have the backing yet of Air America Radio. I would love to see all these people wind up on this network, frankly.
Yeah.
But you're right in the sense that Air America Radio is the only one that concentrates the firepower.
Right, and so from that standpoint, I think it's underrated. In other words, I think that the right doesn't realize the power. Maybe they do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but they. Now another question I have: what the hell happened to the station in Los Angeles?
I have no idea. Maybe somebody in management could tell you, but I don't know. That happened before I came.
Okay, you guys are off the air out here. Okay, another thing I've got to mention is this. You know, we progressives and liberals have screamed the last 4 years about these free speech zones around President Bush.
Right.
And, you know, we've decried them as being unconstitutional and whatnot.
That's right.
And then what the hell do the Democrats do? But it's exactly the same thing at the Democratic convention.
Well, they did have a problem with Medea Benjamin, and that really really pissed me off. And we haven't talked about that, but we will. Bruce, thanks. I got a boogie. I appreciate you checking in, Pat. You bet. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services, but make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Did you hear Jamie Rubin on Morning Sedition? On Friday's Morning's Edition, the return of Not Jamie Rubin. We'll ask him nothing because he won't be here again. But we will have SpinSanity.com's Brian Kiefer. That's Brian Kiefer and the triumphant return of Not Jamie Rubin on Friday's Morning's Edition.
Air America Radio.
Seven before the hour. Welcome back. Malloy here. Air America Radio. I keep wanting to say Resistance Radio because I said it for 3.5 years. Resistance Radio is nothing. It's not a company. It's just the way you feel sometimes when you work in a medium that is totally dominated by these right-wing thugs. Well, not for long, right? The Republicans are, Bush's Republicans, I should say, are preparing for and actually have started their dirty war on John Kerry. The thing about Republicans is they lie, they cheat, they sneak, they steal, they're perverted, they're drug users, they're adulterers, fornicators, they go after children. I left anything out. Bush's strategists have vowed to use the month of August to mount these derisive and personal attacks on John Kerry. They're trying to divert attention from his tour in Vietnam, and understandably so, since George W. Bush was dishonorably discharged for being a deserter. A lot of people say, well, dishonorably discharged? For being a deserter, what? Yeah, he was. Of course he was. You want proof? You can find the proof. So here you have a guy who cut and run, George Bush, in his cowardly, gibbering, giggling murderer way. And then you have John Kerry, who volunteered for combat. Who served, did we support the Vietnam War? Hell no, we didn't. We understood what the Vietnam War was about. It was horrifying. And when Kerry came back, he didn't support it either. But the Republicans are trying to attack Kerry the same way they tried to attack and succeeded in attacking Max Cleland here in Georgia, the triple amputee who left three of his limbs in Vietnam. And this cowardly sapsucker, Saxby Chambliss, is now a senator from Georgia. I live in a very backward state. I live in a state that is has great scenery, wonderful seacoasts and great mountains, but 80% of the people here are dumber than sawdust. So now they're trying to do the same thing to John Kerry. John McCain, who also served in Vietnam a hell of a lot longer than he wanted to, given the fact that he was a POW for, what, about 6 years? He called an ad criticizing Kerry's military service dishonest and dishonorable. And he urged the Bush crime family to condemn it, which they won't. McCain said in an interview with the Associated Press, referring to the fight that he had with Bush in 2000, especially over here in South Carolina, he said, "It's the same kind of deal that was pulled on me." The thing about McCain that really pisses me off is John McCain is the chairman of the Bush campaign where? In Arizona? Right? John McCain is a Bush supporter. John McCain was treated like dog droppings by the Bush crime family during the primary season 4 years ago. And so now John McCain is upset because he sees a fellow Vietnam vet being gutted by these thugs. Well, John, Senator, I'm sorry, stop your whining. This is politics. You support this guy, you support Bush, you don't support Kerry. Kerry's a Democrat. And you, John McCain, are a thuggish, hypocritical, duplicitous Republican. And guys like you, McCain, make me just as sick as guys like George W. Bush. I don't care if you served 20 years in North Vietnam POW camp. What the hell were you doing that made you wind up there? Were you on the ground fighting face-to-face? No, you weren't. What were you doing, John? So stop your bitching and complaining and whining, okay? This is what the Bush crime family does to everybody, including you. They're doing it to Kerry. They did it to Max Cleland. They did it to you. So sit down and shut up, McCain, or else get the hell out of the Republican Party. Get away from these poisonous, toxic beasts. Asked if the White House knew about the AdderHelp find financing for it, McCain said, I hope not, but I don't know. I hope not. He went on to say, I can't believe the president would pull such a cheap stunt. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Get honest, Senator. You know the Bush administration and its thugs and its vermin out there will do anything, anything to continue in power. And if it means accusing John Kerry of being a coward or accusing John Kerry of not having lawfully or honorably won his medals, they will do that. And they will cut you to ribbons, boy. They will make you look as bad as they made Max Cleland look. They will make you look as bad, John, as they made you look in the South Carolina primary 4 years ago. You defend Bush, this is what you get. You lie down with dogs, Senator, you get up with fleas. So stop with the phony ass.
Ah, well, they ought to stop talking about Senator McCain and Kerry that way.
This is politics, McCain. This is politics in the age of the Bush crime family. You felt the lash 4 years ago. Kerry's feeling it now. Kerry will take care of himself. But it is really kind of cloying. It is kind of smarmy to see you jump in to defend, try to defend John Kerry against this this punk that you're working for in Arizona. So sit down, McCain, and shut up. Please. Della is calling from New York City. Della, welcome to the program. Hey, Della. Is Della there? Hello, Della.
Hello.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, oh, good.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, Della, do you want to say something?
Yes, I do. What I want to say is, hold on, let me just get the radio down.
That's a good idea.
You know, Mike,
oh, hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Della.
You just don't understand, George. He's out to stamp out the evildoers.
Uh-huh.
He's got to not just do one better than his father. He's competing with his father, but he's got to compete with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who got rid of fascism.
Yeah.
He's got to compete with Reagan, who got rid of communism. Now, he wants to get rid of the evildoers. And, you know, he's got to find them. Even if they don't exist, he'll make believe they do exist. He's going to find them wherever he can.
Yeah.
You know, an absence of evidence is no evidence of absence. That's what he said about the weapons of mass destruction. And you know what really gets me, Mike?
You know what does, Della?
You know what gets me is this. He now says that even if he knew what he knows now, he would still do the same thing, which means that knowing there were no weapons of mass destruction, he still would have invaded Iraq.
He's a giggling murderer.
Which means that he is crazy. He's absolutely out of his mind.
Yeah.
And how these people suck up to him, I just don't understand it. I really don't understand it.
I don't either.
Because he's absolutely out of his mind. And there's a book out that says he is. It's a book which I think everyone ought to read. It's called Bush on the Couch. And it's written by a doctor in Washington, D.C., who says that Bush is really an alcoholic. He's a dry alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
He was not treated for his alcoholism.
Uh-huh.
But he won't drink, but he's suffering all of the withdrawal symptoms of an alcoholic, which means that he's delusional, he's paranoid, he's obsessed, he's got to correct the world.
And he's got bad breath.
He's got to get rid of all the evildoers.
Yeah.
And I really think that we ought to make more, we ought to look into this book. I haven't read it myself.
Uh-huh.
But I heard Castro talking about it in a speech that he gave on the 51st anniversary of the revolution.
Yeah, Castro was talking about it?
Castro was talking about
the
book. Yeah. And, you know, he's a brilliant man, Castro.
He talks
really
too much.
Brilliant.
He talks too much, Stella.
He was talking about this book and pointing out because you know Bush just tried to clamp down on tourism to Cuba,
yeah.
And he said that Bush accused the Cubans of being of prostituting themselves for sex and tourism for the purpose of sex.
Yeah.
That's what attracted people to Cuba. But we all know that that's not true because...
No, that's what attracts people to Thailand.
That's a lie. It's absolutely a lie. And he's cutting off the amount of times that people can go down there now once every 3 years.
That's right. And Della, listen, I got to move on. Thank you, Della. I appreciate you checking in. The name of that book, by the way, Della, thanks for bringing it up because I was going to quote from it. It's written by George Washington University psychiatrist Dr. Justin Frank. It's titled Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. I wanted to get to this a couple days ago and did not because all of a sudden we had a code orange. You remember that? Everything went up to code orange because word started to come out about Bush taking powerful antidepressant drugs to control his all of a sudden obviously erratic behavior, his apparent depression, his paranoia. Capitol Hill Blue. You all ever read CapitolHillBlue.com? You ever check it out? It's a libertarian kind of publication. And they have broken some really good stories. So, but like most things you read today, you know, take it with as much grains of salt as you want to. But the way they're reporting it, these prescription drugs administered by Colonel Richard Tubb, the White House physician, can impair the president's mental faculties and decrease both his physical capabilities and his ability to respond to a crisis. We'll talk a little bit more about this coming back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, Director of the Cornea Service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. Progressive.com.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at geico.com.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent-over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
About 10 minutes before midnight, Malloy here on Air America Radio, midnight if you're on the East Coast. All right, Bush's mental stability, according to sources who have been talking to the newspaper Capitol Hill Blue, the White House physician has been prescribing these antidepressants after a clearly upset George W. Bush stormed off stage on July 8th. Refusing to answer reporters' questions about his relationship with Kenneth Lay. He screamed at an aide backstage, "Keep those MFers away from me. If you can, I'll find someone who can." MFers, you know, sexual relations with one's mother. That's a good Christian word, isn't it? I mean, if you do that, according to Leviticus, you're supposed to be stoned to death, right? Or something like that. Capitol Hill Blue says Bush's mental stability has become the topic of Washington whispers in recent months. Increasing concern among White House aides over the president's mood swings, obscene outbursts. Now, a lot of Republican right-wing thugs say, no, this is just anti-Bush propaganda. But the rumors or the reports, whatever, were confirmed by this Dr. Justin Frank in his book, Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank diagnosed Bush as a, quote, paranoid megalomaniac and untreated alcoholic, end quote, whose, quote, lifelong streak of sadism, ranging from childhood pranks using firecrackers to explode frogs, to insulting journalists, gloating over state executions, pumping his hand gleefully before the bombing of Baghdad, showcase Bush's instabilities. Dr. Frank said, "I was really very unsettled by him, and I started watching everything he did and reading what he wrote and watching him on videotape. I felt he was disturbed. He fits the profile of a former drinker whose alcoholism has been arrested but not treated." Now, the conclusions by this doctor have been praised by other prominent psychiatrists, including Dr. James Grotstein, professor at UCLA Medical Center, Dr. Irvin Yalom, professor emeritus at Stanford University Medical School, God, that's what we need, right? We need an insane man with his finger on the trigger. An insane man with his finger on the trigger. Scary stuff. Astonishing stuff. What amendment to the Constitution allows a president to be removed or suspended from office because of physical or mental impairment? Anybody, what is that, 22nd, 24th, 90th? Dawn is calling from Portland, Oregon. Dawn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dawn.
I'm so glad to have you back.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, what I really miss is that resistance bumper music Kathy used to play.
We'll get back to it. We will.
You will?
Oh, yeah.
You promise?
I promise.
Because I know the stuff you got, I really like it, but it's kind of mellow, and you are not mellow, and that's what I love about you. It's just so nice to have you here on my radio airwaves and not have to be chained to my computer all the time to listen to you.
How about that? Isn't that great?
Oh, man, it's like I would never have dreamed in the year I listened to you on that network that just this little bit of time and I would have had you and her coming out of my AM radio.
Well, here
Thank
we
you,
are.
Thank you, U.S. Supreme Court. You know, it's like the side benefits of this insanity.
Yeah.
But I am an alcoholic, and they are absolutely right when they're talking about what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He is a dry drunk, absolutely right.
I have friends who have been with AA, some of them as long as 15 years, and they all are of the same conclusion, yes.
Absolutely. Because if you look at the way he behaves,
mm-hmm.
he has all of the classic symptoms. But the thing that's really bothering me is the people who got arrested for wearing the T-shirt to the Bush rally, the anti-Bush sentiments.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really set him off on Inauguration Day when he was driving in that limousine down Pennsylvania Avenue and there were eggs thrown at the presidential limousine.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that they have done, they probably spent, half $1 billion keeping every single anti-Bush message away from his sight.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot, he's so unstable that he can't even handle seeing anything that's critical of him. And you know what, Mike? The thing if he could, he would put every single one of us that feels the way that we feel and says the things that we say, if he could, he would put every single one of us in a camp or a prison or someplace away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He would
I don't doubt that. This man is really playing with half a deck. It's a shame that the Republican leadership hasn't gone to him the same way they went to Nixon and said, look, it's time for you to step aside.
That was the first time I ever called you. That was what I told you.
Yeah?
Was that it would take some honorable Republicans to pull him aside and say it's time.
Mm-hmm.
But there aren't any, you know. They've stood by this long because I don't know if the, delay, rules with a hammer. That's why they call him the hammer. They threaten him with, if you don't do what we say, we're going to take away your money or,
Right.
they punish people.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But I really do think that we've got a guy who knows how to run a campaign that's above anything that they can throw at him. And it's
mm-hmm.
the only thing that's keeping me sane, right?
Well, on November 2nd, he's going to be defeated. He's going to be removed from office.
Could you talk up? I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Well,
a little bit better.
On November 2nd, he's going to be removed from office, I promise you.
From your lips to whatever God that you believe in,
right,
I believe
right.
it.
All right. Don, thanks for checking in. We do appreciate
Love
it.
Love and hugs, babe.
All right. You take
Bye.
Care. All right. Is the number here if you'd like to join in. Reggie is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Reggie, welcome to the program. Hi, Reggie.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, nice to be on your show, and congratulations on the show, and you're really terrific. I'm enjoying it a great deal.
Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you what's my concern. You know, you mentioned the fear factor a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And this insanity that's going on. And I'm with a media watchdog group, and I am very upset over the continuing complicity of the media in all this. And promoting all this. But there's something else that's bothering me. That there's a fallout from all of this fear factor that I don't think has been discussed, and I really believe that these people are devious enough to have thought of this. And it concerns the coming Republican convention in New York.
Can you hold the thought, Reggie? We got to take a break here. I want to hear what you got to say.
Okay, I'll hold on. Absolutely.
I'm going to have to hold you over. We'll pick you up on the other side of the top of the hour news. All right, stay with us, if you would. Quick break coming up here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Two men who are believed to have been involved in a terrorist plot have been arrested at a mosque in Albany, New York. According to U.S. Deputy Attorney General James Comey, the men allegedly thought they were trying to help someone with terror ties obtain a shoulder-fired missile. An FBI informant is said to have told the two the missile would be used in New York to shoot down airplanes. Meanwhile, British police this week captured the alleged Al-Qaeda operative suspected of writing the surveillance reports targeting some major East Coast financial institutions. The man at the helm of the Staten Island ferry system was arraigned Thursday on a dozen charges, including 11 counts of manslaughter. Reporter Scott Salato has more.
Victim's attorney Sanford Rubenstein says the indictment of ferry director Patrick Ryan only proves the city had to know something about the shoddy management there.
The city of New York is the owner of the ship, and if the owner of the ship is in any way, shape, or form involved in the cause of the tragedy, then the city cannot limit damages to the victims.
The city's been working to limit liability to the $14 million value of the ferry, a move Rubenstein calls insulting. Scott Salato, New York.
President Bush brought his campaign to Saginaw, Michigan Thursday. Bush spoke about wanting 4 more years to make the country safer and stronger.
In the past few years, Americans have been through a lot together, and we have accomplished a great deal. But there's only one reason to look backward at the record, and that is to determine who best to lead our nation forward.
Bush asked to be reelected so he can improve education, health care, and create more jobs. Bush said America can't show weakness and uncertainty in the war on terror. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry stopped his campaign train trip in Jefferson City, Missouri, Thursday to tell supporters the Democratic ticket will bring change to the nation. Kerry urged voters to go to his website, johnkerry.com, to see details about his plans to provide health care.
Our plan lowers the cost of health care for every person who has it today and helps to provide it to those who don't, and every child in America will be covered day one.
Kerry also told the crowd to keep moving forward and reaching for their dreams because that is what has made America great. And while John Kerry is calling the situation in Iraq a failure of democracy, Secretary of State Colin Powell disagrees. Speaking to a minority media conference in Washington, Secretary Powell said the coalition must remain resolute.
The problem we're fighting right now is an insurgency. It's an insurgency that has to be beaten in order for the people of Iraq to get the kind of future they deserve, the kind of future they want. We cannot walk away from this now. The insurgency has to be defeated.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
You're still using Hershey's syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream, but when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey's syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey's syrup.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You may recognize my voice from the Al Franken Show, which runs daily here on Air America Radio. Although my soothing voice may sound measured and calm, I'm actually incredibly excited about tomorrow's show. On Friday, we're talking to a former head of the Environmental Protection Agency about the agency that formerly protected the environment. Plus, Joe Connison. You will quiver when you hear this Friday's Al Franken Show.
I was scared to death signing this.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. Looks like we lost Reggie. Oh, no. Okay, well, maybe we can get her back tomorrow. We're at 866-303-2270. What we were talking about right before the break there was the evidence, I guess the only way to put it, evidence from medical people that George W. Bush is in pretty bad shape mentally. People are saying there are concerns about him. This book, Bush on the Couch, describes him as being paranoid. withdrawn, depressed. A top Republican political advisor admitted to Capitol Hill Blues, speaking off the record, yes, there are concerns. This person went on to say, the Bush we see today is not the same gregarious, back-slapping president of old. He's moody, distrustful, and withdrawn. Sounds like Nixon. White House aides say Bush has retreated into a tightly controlled environment where only top political advisors like Karl Rove and Karen Hughes are allowed. Even Andrew Carr, the White House chief of staff, complains he has less and less access to the president. And then White House Capitol Hill Blue says, among cabinet members, only Attorney General John Ashcroft, a fundamentalist who shares many of Bush's strict religious convictions, remains part of the inner circle. White House aides call Bush and Ashcroft the Blue Brothers because, like the mythical movie characters, both believe they're on a mission from God. Scary stuff, isn't it? Huh? I don't... Yeah, you know, Capitol Hill Blue, fine, great that they're reporting it. The book that's out, fine, glad the book is out. But Dr. Justin Frank's book. But anybody who observes George W. Bush, I think it doesn't take you very long to realize there are several screws loose with this guy. We've been saying for a couple of years that, no offense to people who are struggling with alcoholism, but there's a difference between being a recovered alcoholic and being a dry drunk. There's a major difference. And we've been saying for months, if not years, that Bush obviously fits the psychological and the pharmacological profile of somebody who is extremely dangerous to himself and to the people with whom he comes in contact. Now, the fact that he's the president of the United States,
Well, Mike, you shouldn't say that. That's real unpatriotic. Do you realize what you're saying? This is the president.
How does that guy keep getting in here, Kathy? How does he get in here and get that close to a microphone? Phil is calling from California. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, that's okay. How you doing?
Doing fine, Phil.
Can I comment on a few things that have gone on in the 45 hours I've been waiting?
Well, I certainly hope you will. Go ahead.
The first was about these democratic free speech zones, which I just read yesterday. This was dictated by the Department of Homeland Security, not by the Democratic Party.
That's very true.
And the other was something that you had said a little bit ago, that our good friend Governor Bush was dishonorably discharged as a deserter.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear you cite any, I don't mean to be critical here, any source for that, because...
No, I don't have a source. But you see, I'm not a news guy.
Okay.
Just like Bill and Hillary Clinton murdered 36 people in Arkansas.
Gotcha.
You know, that turned out to be crap, but the fact that the records on George W. Bush's misbegotten service with the Texas Air National Guard and the Alabama National Guard seem to have disappeared.
Very legitimately disappeared. Why
would records disappear?
Well,
you know, unless somebody wanted them to. I think he's a deserter, and I think he was dishonorably discharged, and the only thing that kept him from going to the brig was the fact that his father was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Of course.
I believe that.
And I think that the condition you're talking about a minute ago, this medical condition, I think this is really just a byproduct of, I mean, look at the life this guy has led.
That's true.
From the moment he was born, everything was handed to him. He never had to work for anything. And he pretty much blew everything that he came in contact with.
Yeah, he seems to have been born with a silver spoon in his nose.
Right. Yeah, on third base and thought he hit a triple.
Yeah.
Everything's always wiped up for him by somebody else.
Uh-huh.
So he's lived his whole life like that in this little cocoon, and I don't excuse him for it. I mean, I remember watching a video of this guy before the 2000 election, and they were interviewing him, and he had that baseball stadium at the time,
right,
which was quite a little scam on the people of Texas.
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah.
And he looked at the camera and he said, you know, with my dad as vice president, I figured, you know, I might be able to use that to put some people in the seats. And I was thinking about children of famous people. and children of people with political power and what they've done with their lives. And I couldn't think of another one that came to mind that used their power for such a self-centered, money-only kind of solution, and how disgusting that was to me.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, yeah.
And anyway, the point that I was bringing up a while ago was the Democratic response, or lack thereof, Democratic response to all these just heinous, horrible things. Like, you know, you just mentioned this thing about Bush being dishonorably discharged. Mm-hmm. That would be a classic Republican statement against John Kerry, right?
Right, right.
And then we'd have to come to the defense.
Right.
And the Democrats would do it very, very slowly and very cautiously. It's like they're playing these, what's the term, Queensberry rules, you know, where they're kind of standing in battle and, you know, the first row gets shot and then the next row comes up.
Right.
These guys are playing prison rules, and we're just getting killed out there.
I know. That's something I don't understand, except for the fact that Democrats, for the most part, whether they're common folk like, say, you and me, or politicians in the Democratic Party, we have a bit more class. We're less inclined to be ugly and nasty and vile. I had to go back to ugly, nasty, vile school to learn how to do talk radio here in the age of Bush.
Yeah.
You know, but you're absolutely right. The Democratic leadership doesn't seem able to respond on the same level as these bastards bring it up. I mean, they constantly bring the most terrible stuff. Look at Bill Clinton. That's what used to get me about Clinton. Even in his book, he wouldn't fight back.
Right.
He wouldn't come back on these people and say, you know, you're really vermin. You're really swine. I just hate you. Get out of my face or I'm going to have you talked to, you know, something like that.
And I
like
guess
that.
The advantage to an approach like that is that history will remember you as very dignified. But in the short term, you're going to lose elections. And my concern, and this is what I had raised with you before, was if they pull some sort of shenanigans a couple of days before the election and the Democrats use their standard response technique, which is go real slow and don't get out there and let the surrogates handle it for us,
right.
It's going to stick in the public's mind. For example, that whole Sandy Berger thing,
right.
That was completely debunked over the course of like a week or two.
Right.
But I bet you there's a lot of people out there that think that Sandy Berger shoved a bunch of papers in his pants and ran out of there with top secret. And now whenever Sandy Berger's name is mentioned, he's been completely defanged in a lot of people's minds.
So thanks to Limbaugh and Hannity and Savage and the rest of these animals that populate right-wing
like,
talk radio.
It's total nonsense. So what do you do? I mean, we're on the side of right. We're on the side of good. I mean, I don't just spout it. I actually believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to fight people like this?
You know, I don't know. I guess you leave it up to Air America Radio. You leave it up to Randy Rhodes. You leave it up to me. You leave it up to Janine. You leave it up to people to go for the jugular because, you know, we are not adverse to doing that. And you tell your friends, you know, when I talk with my friends, we don't use the marquee of Queensberry rules. We talk about what a gutter animal everybody in this administration really is.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know is just, and I hate it because it is so degraded and degenerated political discourse in this country, but you can put it right at the feet of Newt Gingrich, and you can go right back to 1994 when he taught all those Republican wannabes who did win the election, did win 75 seats in that Congress. He made it very clear: you go for their throats, you go for their jugular
right.
vein, you call them unpatriotic, you call them thugs, you call them bastards, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
We want power. Hey, I got to leave you there, Phil. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in, pal.
Great talking to you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Yeah, Newt Gingrich is wordless. That's where it began. You know, use words on Democrats and liberals. They're unpatriotic. They hate America. They are anti-family. They're pro-death. They're anti-law and order. You know, that sort of thing. Newt Gingrich, one of the Republicans who decided it was time to destroy America. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I was I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
The folks from off zip me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with dexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Welcome back. 21 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. JP is calling from Dawsonville, Georgia. He is our Dawsonville, Georgia Bureau Chief. Hey, JP.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great.
Good.
Great to hear you on the air again.
Absolutely.
Let's see. I guess I've heard a lot of stuff since... I've been on hold, but I don't know where to start.
Well, it's always best to start at the beginning.
Yep. Well, I know where I'll start. I'll start with John McCain. I remember in 2000 when John McCain was being attacked by Kerry, there were three Democrats who...
You mean by Bush, attacked by Bush.
Yeah, I'm sorry, being attacked by Bush. There were three Democrats who had actually defended him on the floor of the Senate, even though they were all supporting Democrats in the primaries. Mm-hmm. One of them was Bob Kerry, one of them was John Kerry, and the other one was Max Cleland.
Right.
And two of those Democrats are now being attacked, for their patriotism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see John McCain go to the floor of the Senate and bring a couple of Republicans with him and do the same thing. I don't think he's going to do that.
Well, he probably has done as much as he's going to do by saying he thinks it's disgusting and dishonorable. There's a cartoon in the Village Voice that somebody just emailed to me that shows McCain down on his hands and knees kissing George W. Bush's bare ass, and it's a very ugly cartoon, but it really gets to the point of what McCain is doing. You know, McCain was slandered during the 2000 campaign, and over in South Carolina, the Republicans used what they always use on white Southerners, and that is, did you know John McCain has a black baby? You know, they always play the race card. This is what Republicans do to us white Southerners. They bring up the race thing knowing that there's a certain percentage of us in the South, white people in the South, are going to respond to that and say, well, hell no, I didn't know he had a Negro baby. He does? Well, by God, I'll vote for Satan then. I ain't voting for John McCain. Let me put my vote down here for the devil. You know, and as you know, JP, that's because a lot of folks here in the South are just dumber than a bag of doorknobs. You know that. I know that. That's what we live with.
Well, that brings me to my next point, which is you were talking about yesterday or asking yesterday, why would anyone put a Bush-Cheney bumper sticker on their car? And I think it boils down to the simple fact. There are a lot of people, especially in the South, who don't even know that the Congress is controlled by Republicans. They still blame it on the Democratic Congress.
I know.
I mean, they're so
it's
backwards.
It's hell living here, JP. I swear to God, sometimes it's hell.
One other thing I was going to ask you, and this will leave many people in a state of astonishment.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if who you're thinking about voting for in this upcoming Georgia primary, because there are probably a lot of people in our state listening.
Well, are you talking about the Senate thing between Denise Majette and
Oxford? Because I think there's a lot of undecided
people. I'm going to vote for Denise Majette. I did not vote for her when she. Ran against Cynthia McKinney, but I'm going to vote for her. I have to. I think her opponent, this guy running, this white guy running, doesn't have the experience to be a member or to be a senator. But the fact is, Denise Majette has as much chance of being elected senator as I do. Johnny Isaacson, another white man, Republican, is going to be the one who wins this. JP, got to move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Behave yourself, okay?
Oh, absolutely. You too.
All right. You take care. Yeah, we have races here in Georgia. This thing about living in Georgia, I've lived in the South for about 35 years, and I can't stand northern winters. I was brought up in Ohio. Still have family there. Lived in Chicago for about 4 years. But I always come back to the South, and it's just terrible. It's getting worse and worse, though. I was in denial for decades about how stupid so many white Southerners are, and you just don't want to say, yeah, that's right. It's just stupid. I think what I need to do, Kathy, we need to take off this Sunday and go up somewhere in North Georgia or there in northeastern Alabama and go to one of those little old churches up in the mountains where they where they have the snake handling, you know, big old, big-ass burlap bags just twisting and jumping, shaking in the, you know, and you know there's snakes and vipers and things in there. And they had beating on the tambourine, and, you know, they got the wood floor and the kind of rough-hewn pews and the used hymnals and don't have no fancy stained glass windows here, but we got the Lord! I need to go to one of them meetings. I need to get my hand in that bag. I need to have my faith restored. I need to bring out a snake and hold it up and say, the Lord Jesus is here. And then when the snake doesn't bite me, I need to reach for that bottle of lie that they keep over there and drink some of the lie and watch it won't make my throat rot because I've got the Lord with me.
Yeah, let me know how that turns out.
That's what you need to do every once in a while in the South. And then when you get out of that, you go home and eat your great big old plate of grits and turnip greens and, you know, batter dip fried things and you just kind of kick back and go, man, the South will rise again. Give me them snakes. It's the beating on the tambourine and when they start pumping that organ, right, singing, Nearer My God to Thee and Just As I Am. And, oh, Lord, take me home, country roads, right? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Orrick XL.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Charts and graphs. Love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
Pie charts, flow charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 5 after 2. Huh, that rhymes.
thanks to the doldrum-fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press send. Facts.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
So at Radio Shack, when you ask for
those long life doodads,
we'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Majority Report. Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And the NASCAR dads are just gonna... Ooh, I'm sorry. Bill Bennett just walked over your shoulder, and it was a really disturbing juxtaposition of good and evil.
That's right, how I felt when I saw Bill O'Reilly up front. I had the same knot in my stomach as when I did in high school. It was the same thing, like, oh, God, there's that guy.
Sounds like a crush.
No, I don't mean that. No, I would have said, oh, there's that guy. This was, oh, God, there's that guy.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Hey, we're just, I guess we have about 27 minutes left. I started to say, hey, we're just about out of time. Phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you'd like to jump in here and join us. Sean is calling from Kentucky. Sean, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm okay. Two things tonight. The first one's concerning you. Did you know that if you listen to Air America on XM satellite radio, which I have to do because we don't have an Air America affiliate around here,
mm-hmm.
you are not on.
Oh, really?
That's right.
That's right. Who do they have on? Alan Colmes?
They have the Republican's liberal prison bitch, Alan Colmes, from 10 to 1 o'clock. And it's awful because he has, like, Holly North and Ann Coulter on, and he just lets them spew.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, is there any way the listeners out there, if we could get a campaign, we need you. Because I listen to Air America all day now. That's the reason I went out and got a satellite radio, but I don't want to listen to him.
Well, here's the I don't know, ironic part. We are on Sirius satellite radio, I believe, aren't we, Kathy? Yeah, it's carried on Sirius. XM was carrying it, but I guess they just decided that Alan Colmes... No, XM was not carrying it. Kathy's shaking her head in here. Hell, I don't know
they were still carrying Alan Colmes when I got it, which was a couple months ago.
Yeah, well, I guess XM feels safer with Alan Colmes.
I don't know. But I did want to say something about a caller you had earlier who called about the... the issue in Boyd County. I live in Boyd County.
Oh, yeah?
And here's the thing. These kids got together at this school, and their motivation was basically to put together a support group
mm-hmm.
made up of gay students, straight students, parents, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Their motivation was the high suicide rate among gay teens. They wanted a support system in place for that.
Right.
To stop that kind of thing from happening. And the Boyd County administration, I suppose, did what a lot of socially conservative organizations do when they are faced with something like that. They change the rules. That's uh-huh. why the ACLU was brought in.
I see.
Now, this brings me to my point. Being a progressive agnostic living in an area like this, the thing that strikes me the most right now is... These are people, the Bush supporters who support him because of his religion or his purported religion,
mm-hmm.
they are the ones that are being screwed over the most by his economic policy.
Oh, absolutely. This is what the book What's the Matter with Kansas is all about, how people So many middle class and working class middle Americans, no matter what part of the country they live in, consistently vote against and work against their own economic and social self-interests in order, because Republicans keep telling them, well, we're going to stop the queers, we're going to stop abortion, we're going to make pass an amendment to on the flag, we're going to keep God in the schools. They keep telling these poor, dumb people, these ignorant people, that that's what they're going to do. Of course, the Republicans never deliver. And in the meantime, they get these people to continue to vote against their own interests. And I think that's what you're describing there.
Absolutely. And the thing that that concerns me is one criticism I do have about our side is we tend to dismiss these people when we should be reaching out to them. We should be saying something like, you know, listen, John Kerry may not share your beliefs, but he's going to stay out of your way. And in the meantime, he's going to get you a job.
Well, I think that's a good idea. I don't think it's anything I can do, though, and I'll tell you why. I spent an awful lot of years trying to do just that when during the Clinton years, when the attack on Clinton was merciless, on him, on his wife, on his daughter, when it was just merciless. The attacks on the Democratic Congress. And I tried that tactic. At one time, I was not the vicious, nasty-ass talk show host that I am today. I would try to reach across and say, look, you know, can't we find common ground here? What I found out was most of the people who are causing all the trouble in this country right now are religious right-wingers. They are Christian fundamentalists, and you cannot reach these people any more than you can reach an Islamist, Islamic fundamentalist. Christian fundamentalists are so far out of touch with reality as to render them just superfluous to our political system. Now, granted, they can do a lot of damage. And I respect you if you can reach out to these people, Sean, if you can reach across that divide and try to show them how John Kerry... Look, to these people, John Kerry is the spawn of Satan. And why is he the spawn of Satan? Well, because, for one thing, he believes that he may be personally opposed to abortion because he's Catholic, but he believes it's a woman's right to choose. It's her decision. So because of that, he's the spawn of Satan. And there's no way. My experience has been I cannot. There's no way to reach out to these people.
It can be done. My girlfriend is a religious conservative, mm-hmm. and she was a Bush supporter. And I took her to see Fahrenheit 9/11, and she came out of that in tears, saying, "I had no idea. I'm not voting for this guy." So it can be done, but
well, you have
to know what you're doing.
Okay, but you have to admit that your relationship with your girlfriend is a unique relationship. I mean, you can't. I'll tell you what, you go stand on a street corner in Paducah, Kentucky, and start talking to people about how John Kerry is, going to turn things around and see how many people walk away with tears in their eyes saying, kumbaya, yeah, let's elect John Kerry.
Oh, yeah, I grant you that.
I absolutely, totally, and completely respect your ability and admire your ability to take on that job, Sean. I simply can't do it. I've tried. I'm burned out.
I know what you're saying. I spend most of my time in this turmoil of emotions and living in this area mm-hmm. in half rage and half sorrow, you know, because I see how badly these people are being used. I mean, it's right. Literally they are using these people. Most of these people around here, George Bush couldn't give less than a crap about them. I mean, mm-hmm. if an anvil fell out of the sky and landed on one of these people's heads, much in the manner of a Warner Brothers cartoon, he wouldn't care, you know,
I understand perfectly what you're saying. Listen, I need to move on, Sean, but I'm glad you called, and what you say makes an awful lot of sense. Good luck as you try to reach out to these thugs.
I'm going to keep trying, and tell the listeners to email XM, so we need you on XM, man.
Well, I think they have a contract Alan Combs. Yeah, so and that contract precedes me, so there's no way. No way to do it. No way to do it at all. But thanks for the thought, Sean. You have a nice evening.
You too.
All right, sir. Take care. While I'm talking with Sean, I got a email here from Holly G. She writes, geez, man, this is not productive. Oh, she's talking about the snake handling thing I was doing there. She said, geez, man, this is not productive. Nearer my God to thee, it's a good song, and I'm an atheist. Well, I know, sure, I was brought up on that song, Holly G. She goes on to say, characterizing any region of the U.S. as inferior or dumb will never be an effective method of persuasion or inclusion into the large tent of Democrats. One of the primary messages of the Democrats is that they are not the party of division. And your rhetoric this evening was definitely the rhetoric of division. Think about it. Don't play into the hands of the enemy. Well, with all due respect, Holly G., when I do stuff like that, it's intended as parody. It's intended as humor, comedy. All comedy is based on somebody else falling on their ass. That's just what comedy is about. I'm sorry. So don't take it, you know, don't take it so profoundly when you hear me go off like that, which I will continue to do. Now, as far as the South is concerned, fact is, most means 50% plus one. Most of the people in the South are dumber than a bag of doorknobs. It's just a fact. I'm sorry, it is. I'm not referring to you or to me or to mine or to yours or the man down the street or the people who live over there or up there or wherever. But most of the people in the South are easily manipulable. All you have to do is look at any of the congressional races or the Senate races, like what happened to Max Cleland. It's terrible. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. For the past 35 years, I felt like I'm a missionary living in some foreign country. Not that I try to convert anybody. I frankly don't care. You know, I don't go into somebody else's house and tell them that they're doing it all wrong and here, do it my way. But I will comment on how stupid people are here. And they are. They're just stupid. They're just dumb, stupid people. And it's just the way it goes. You know, I didn't come down here and make them stupid. And I choose to live here because there's something about living with stupid people that's very comforting. No, it's because the scenery down here is great. But as far as some of the religious songs, I was brought up Southern Baptist. Not Catholic, not Jewish, not Buddhist. I was brought up Southern Baptist, even though I was brought up in Ohio. Think about that for a second. So my formative years were built around the old rugged cross and near my God to thee and going down to the front of the church on Wednesday night begging Jesus to forgive me for my sins. Not that I ever did that, but I watched other people do it. And baptism and communion and the whole thing. And nobody, there's not a religious fundamentalist out there that can ever out-Bible me. I know more Bible verses by heart than the average preacher does. So when I take license with Christian fundamentalism, I've been there, done that, and I think they're all freaks and they're insane. They're just absolutely insane. I don't care if it's a Christian fundamentalist, a Islamic fundamentalist, a Jewish fundamentalist, a Hindu fundamentalist. You combine fundamentalist religion with anything, and the result is insanity. And you allow people like that to get into positions of power, government power. You know what you get, Holly G? Here's what you get.
Hello, my name is Torquemada. Come over here and bend over. What? You're a Jew? You don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
That's what you get. But anyway, Holly G, thanks for writing. I appreciate it. I will continue to parody the South. I will continue to parody Christians, Christian fundamentalists, and anybody else that happens to walk in my gun sights. Just don't take it terribly, terribly personally. Okay? Eh? Fair enough? All right. We still have time for a few more calls. We're going to take a quick break here. Do stay with us. My name is Mike Malloy. I'm new here. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Before the hour, Air America Radio is what you're listening to. I'm Mike Malloy. All right, Brian is calling from L.A. Brian, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's great to have you back.
Yes, it is.
Couple things. One of them, you're mentioning the intelligence factor of. You know, I guess certain geographical areas of the country.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much right-wing talk radio has to do with the dumbing down of certain areas or, you know, the country in general.
Well, I think it has. It plays a premier role in dumbing down most of the country. But the Republicans made sure, going back to Nixon, that the South would be grossly politically ignorant because the Republicans understood that there are touchy issues in the South, and the Republicans did everything they could to exploit those issues, the most prominent of which, of course, was race. That's the one thing in the South that keeps everybody kind of nervous. Although I do believe Southerners are more open, generally speaking, in their prejudice, in their bigotry, than other parts of the country. I've lived in other parts of the country, and there's racism all over. It's just a little more subtle. Here in the South, it's blatant and in your face. It always has been. It always will be. And the Republicans figured out, as Republicans always do, how to exploit and use, in this case, the weakness of racism, the weakness that exists inside people where it concerns racism. So it's talk radio, yes, that perpetuates this ignorance, this slovenly ignorance, but it's also what politicians, Republican politicians, have done to the South.
Yeah, and I do listen to this stuff occasionally because I have a fairly long commute on the way home, so I'll tune across the dial and, you know, the common thing you always hear is the sound bites and, of course, trashing Democrats. But yet there's no substance, you know, or very little.
Right.
And then you get the, you know, the sheep calling in agreeing. And that basically sums it up to me.
Yeah, and you'll hear that. The people that listen to right-wing talk radio are, for the most part, ignorant. They're stupid. They're cowardly. And they need somebody like Rush Limbaugh or some of his clones to tell them what to think and how to feel. And Limbaugh and his clones are very effective at that. They know their audience. They understand that their audience is ignorant. They understand that their audience cannot think independently, and they play to that. And but that, I think, is true not just in the South. That's true all over the country.
Yeah. Hey, Mike,
yes.
One more thing.
All right.
Does Neil Bortz really believe that there's a conspiracy with the Clintons in terms of getting, you know, running again and not wanting Kerry to win?
No, Neil Bortz, you have to understand, for people who don't know, he's a syndicated talk show host based here in Atlanta. He and I used to work at the same station, WSB. Brian, is a fake, a phony. Neil is no more of a conservative than I'm the Pope. What Neil is a selfish, snotty, rich libertarian who doesn't give a damn about Republicans or Democrats. He doesn't care about Bush, doesn't care about Clinton, he doesn't care about anybody except himself. I have never met a human being who's made as much money as he has, who has as much notoriety here in this little cesspool of Atlanta, Georgia, as he does, and yet he is a smarmy, whiny, great big old crybaby. This guy's about 50 pounds overweight. He's balder than a cue ball. He's just a whiner. He's just an absolute whiner. But he has no beliefs whatsoever. There's no core belief system in there except what he believes about himself. Now, is that cleared up about Bortz?
Oh, definitely. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Brian, Brian, thanks.
Thank you, and welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in. No, Neil's a fake. He's another phony. He's got two themes he talks about here in Atlanta. He's been talking about for 30 years, how the Negroes get away with everything on welfare and how the Internal Revenue Service takes all his money. That's all he's got. That's all he ever talks about. He's a jackass. Just a huge, fat, lardy, bald-headed jackass. Oh, my God. But he's a classic example of jerking the people that are coming down the midway. You know, hiya, hiya, step right up. Come on in here and see the bearded lady. See the snake boy. Step into the tent. Yeah, my name's Neil Bortz. By God, I've got a whole room full of freaks for you today. And you go inside and it's all rubber cutouts and dead things in bottles of formaldehyde. You know what I'm talking about? Before I forget, the program tonight was engineered in New York by Colin Tipton. Tim, an NCAL? How do you say it, Kathy? Einencal. Tim Einencal. I'm sorry. God, screened your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Check out the AirAmericaRadio.com website. There's all sorts of good things there, okay? I'd just like to get those credits in before we bail out. I'm in Cal. I'm sorry, Tim. Damn. People always try to call me Mike Mallory, too, so I know what that's like. It's just irritating as hell. I understand. Alan is calling from New Jersey. Alan, you got about a minute. I'm sorry to do it to you.
All right. Sent you a link by email, some very, very interesting information on this Swift Vets.
Yeah, I see it here on my screen. I haven't had a chance to open it yet, but I will.
Going to have some real nice fodder for tomorrow night, sir.
All right. That'll be good. That'll be
all
right.
And I also happen to have one other thing. You were talking about Bush's service.
Yeah.
Remember the name Paul Lukasiak, L-U-K-A-S-I-A-K.
Lukasiak.
Google that up. He is doing the work with the documents, including one that mentions a Department of Defense form 258A.
Spell his last name for me again.
L-U-K-A-S-I-A-K.
Okay.
Lukasiak.
And if I Google him, I'll get this information?
The first link on Google, bud.
Ooh, all right.
This is
going to be the guy that's going to expose the fact that he was dishonorably discharged, right?
No, undesirable. It
undesirable.
Form.
Oh, my God. All right.
An undesirable. 258A is an undesirable. 256A.
Where did Thomas go? I guess Thomas got cut off. Thomas, we're going home. Thanks, dude. I appreciate it. We'll look this up tonight, all right? Y'all have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same station. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. Good night.
Best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
You're still using Hershey's syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream, but when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey's syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey's syrup.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Two men who are believed to have been involved in a terrorist plot have been arrested at a mosque in Albany, New York. According to U.S. Deputy Attorney General James Comey, the men allegedly thought they were trying to help someone with terror ties obtain a shoulder-fired missile. An FBI informant is said to have told the two the missile would be used in New York to shoot down airplanes. Meanwhile, British police this week captured the alleged Al-Qaeda operative suspected of writing the surveillance reports targeting some major East Coast financial institutions. The man at the helm of the Staten Island ferry system was arraigned Thursday on a dozen charges, including 11 counts of manslaughter. Reporter Scott Solano has more.
The victim's attorney, Sanford Rubenstein, says the indictment of ferry director Patrick Ryan only proves the city had to know something about the shoddy management there.
The city of New York is the owner of the ship, and if the owner of the ship is in any way, shape, or form involved in the cause of the tragedy, then the city cannot limit damages to the victims.
The city's been working to limit liability to the $14 million value of the ferry, a move Rubenstein calls insulting. Scott Salato, New York.
President Bush brought his campaign to Saginaw, Michigan Thursday. Bush spoke about wanting four more years to make the country safer and stronger.
In the past few years,